From Tidbits on January 16th, 2017, this is Run Ookla Speed Test from Your Menu Bar by Adam C. Angst. If you're like me, you don't care how fast your internet connection is until it clearly isn't working as it should be. That's when I load a website like speedtest.net or Netflix's fast.com to see what's going on. Often the answer is, something's whacked, and I restart first our Airport Extreme, and if that doesn't fix the problem, the ARRIS cable modem provided by Spectrum, previously Time Warner Cable. Those restarts almost always bring my internet connection back to full strength. I find that annoying, since I would hope that the manufacturers could have anticipated and integrated such a simple fix, but also good, since more complex problems require a long call to Spectrum support. But it all comes down to that speed test. And while I appreciate Ookla's speed test service, I'm not wild about the ads on the site, particularly the sketchy ones for Mac Keeper and similar products that can be difficult to distinguish from the site's own interface. There are plenty of other services and tools to choose from, and I've availed myself of some of them over the years, but I need to perform such tests infrequently enough that I usually find myself going back to speedtest.net, since it's the one I remember. The main tests I ran across while researching this article include the SourceForge speed test, Measurement Labs Network Diagnostic Test, the Speakeasy Speed Test, and DSL Reports Speed Test. They all reported basically the same performance, though I like the interface and recommendations from the SourceForge test the most. So I was pleased to see that Ookla has now come out with a free speed test app for the Mac that lives in your menu bar and enables you to run a speed test with two clicks. Once it's installed from the Mac App Store, you may need to launch it from your application folder to get it to appear in your menu bar. Click its menu bar icon to open the test window, and click again on the big Go circle. Speed Test starts running its tests and reports the results in the same window. To repeat the test, click Go again. The Speed Test app remembers your test results, and you can see your high speed, average speed, and the last three results by clicking the silhouette button in the upper right of the corner of the window. For events further back in the past, click Result History. If you want to quit the app, you can click Quick Speed Test on this screen, which is an odd place to hide the command. Luckily, you can also just press Command-Q at any point. Perhaps my favorite feature of the Speed Test app is that it continues to run its tests even if you switch to another app. The Speed Test window disappears, but it reports its results with a banner notification. My primary criticism revolves around Ookla's decision to make Speed Test a menu bar-only app. Although it isn't particularly CPU-hungry, it does seem to consume 1-2% of CPU usage on my 27-inch Retina iMac while inactive, and 5-9% while running a test. Given how infrequently I need to run speed tests, I'll probably quit speed test after using it, rather than let it slow my iMac down, however imperceptibly. Regardless, if you prefer apps to websites, the speed test app for the Mac is worth a look. It's free, easy to use, and doesn't clutter its interface with ads. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile and ScanSnap, and supported by readers like you. If you like listening to our articles, please visit our podcast page in iTunes and leave a rating and or review. To find it, click the podcast link in the upper left of the Tidbits homepage at tidbits.com. Once there, you can also follow article links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Apple News, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.